walking this spiritual journey is never easy. Everybody wants it yesterday, but it takes time for it to get there, and it may take months to years, and you have to be ready for it when it gets there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of I Am Christina D'Arcangelo. And I am so excited for my guest today, Renda McPherson, for joining me. I was a little bit tardy today, so I really appreciate her allowing space for me today to shoot this podcast with her, because, you know, I believe that this is going to be an amazing podcast to talk about certain things that I think the viewers and listeners would be very interested in hearing about. Welcome, Renda.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited about this. Yeah, you and I have been working together for a long, long, long time. And I've basically been doing basically mediumship, tarot, all that stuff for roughly, and I actually figured it out, 20 plus years. I hate to date myself, but yes, that long. And all of my life, I kind of figured out that I was different. I could sense other people's feelings. I was always the counselor of my friend group where everybody came to dump all their feelings on and I could help them see things. So it's always been kind of like a gift for me to have. And as I grew older, I was always interested in things that were different. Like I always wanted to learn tarot. I always wanted to like be that little, you know, witchy sorcerer person with the crystal ball. That's kind of what I always wanted to be. And you can't find that in a college catalog. And your guidance counselor has no idea what that is. So fast forward, I was in college and I found this group locally that was teaching tarot classes. I was like, yes, I have the extra cash. I'm going to go do it. And I took the class and I loved it. And then 2 months later, I signed up for my very first psychic fair, which is unheard of for someone to come along that quickly and get into the business. But I did. I loved it. I had a great time. I even met my husband through a psychic fair. I gave him a reading and I read for two guys that day and I knew I was going to marry one of them. I didn't know who, but it ended up being him. And then I just been studying this stuff ever since. You know, I became a Reiki master. I have taught mediumship. I've taught Reiki. I've taught all kinds of different classes and programs. And now I'm actually developing my own class material and I guess for my own classes, and that I do them here at the temple that my husband and I founded. And I also teach in through the community. I've taught in yoga studios, metaphysical stores, everything. I've taught everywhere in the area.
That's so cool. So I just love your transition, like, and how you started. And you're like, listen, there's nothing in school, in college that I could study to sign up, you know, to do this. But I knew that this is what I was meant to do. And so I was just waiting for the universe to provide me with that opportunity, which happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
Happened. And you took the bull by the horns and went forward. And personally, I'm so glad you did, because, you know, I've been talking to you forever. You know, like you said, it's been a long time. It's been since I lived in California. So that was 2005 that I moved out there. That's how I can remember, because I remember dates based on my career. And so that was when I was in, you know, in the Bay Area. So I had a colleague who you used to speak to. And I said to her that I was interested in speaking to a medium because there's some things that I knew that I needed to talk to somebody about. And I wanted to be able to goal set for myself with that opportunity of speaking with someone who could kind of guide me, because they can see things or talk to people that I don't have access to in that capacity. And so that's, you know, where we started. And so here we are. It's 2023. Wow. And it's been years. And I've always been so thankful. And even when there were times financially when I had things happen and I couldn't afford a lot of things, I was very fortunate. I always made sure I had a little bit of money to be able to pay you. And sometimes my check was late, because that was before when you used to take checks. Now, thank God, it's Venmo and electronic payments, which I prefer. but you know what I mean? Like, you were always patient with me because you knew what was going on. And, you know, because we would talk about stuff because it was stressing me out, all this stuff. But it really helped me so much to, like, you know, I still think about things that we may have talked about in previous sessions today. You know what I mean? Like, I think about stuff all the time. Like, when we came on here today, I said something to you about why I was tardy. And I said that you had said something to me in the past. And now I see it happening all the time. What you used to tell me a couple of years ago, and I had to be patient. And not a lot of people have patience.
It works on its own time. It never works on our time. So when mediums or whatever say, oh, it's coming. Everybody wants it yesterday, but it takes time for it to get there. And it may take months to years, and you have to be ready for it when it gets there. And if you're not ready, it'll kind of bump back a little bit.
Yep.
So it's like everything has to be right for that advancement to happen. And I will be totally honest with you. When we do our sessions, I will not remember any of it because I'm technically not there.
Right.
Someone is usually talking to me and it's like, they'll say, oh, do you remember this? I've had a lot of clients do that. And I'm like, sure. And honestly, I have no idea. And I've actually had clients approach me at like psychic fairs and things like that. And they'll say, oh, do you remember you gave me a reading? And I'm like, sure, but no.
And no, it's so many people.
It is. And it's a lot of people and a lot of things. And then once I'll talk to them for like 2 minutes and I'm like, oh, okay, now I know who you are. Okay, now I know where we're at. Okay. And it's just something that'll spark my memory to kind of say, okay, now I know where you are, know where you're at. Okay, where we need to go from here. But normally when they first come up to me and it's like, no, nope, I'm sorry.
Well, thank God you remember me.
Honestly, I can't. I will say this up front. You in your life have also been an inspiration for me to not give up on my own dreams. And there's been a couple times when we've had conversations and I'm like, well, I kind of need that advice myself. So it's been almost like a growing aspect for the both of us. And a lot of readers, they don't say that, but it's true. We get something out of every reading we give. Either it's a lesson that we need to learn or it's something we need to hear. Mm-hmm. So the universe always provides that information for us constantly.
That is so awesome. Thank you for sharing that with me. I didn't invite you on the podcast for you to say that. I just wanted to share you because I feel like you're like an ace in my team. You know, you are like, and I say team because I work with so many different people for things that I cannot do myself. And so I seek out the appropriate people. So like, you know, you were somebody I needed, you know, and I've needed all throughout, you know, this entire time period. And I've referred friends of mine to you because you've been so helpful to me. And I understand that everybody is different. So you being helpful to me may look different than being helpful to one of my other friends that you may have spoken to. You know what I mean? Because we're all different. And so I get that, right? But I wanted to share you with everyone because I think that you do something that's so very important. And it's not like this, you know, I know that there's people out there that have like these stigma ideas about what it is that you do. And you know, and again, it kind of falls in line with my work in cannabis when I first got into it. And everybody was talking about me being in this and as am I a drug addict? Or what am I doing? What's wrong with her? Do what, you know, all this stupid stuff. It was not true. And it was out of either jealousy or fear or whatever their problem was. It wasn't my problem though. And so with you, I think like it's oftentimes what I do when I do my work, it's people have to believe your value and you've been very valuable to me all these years, you know? So I wanted to share that with everyone because I want to you know, they could then get in contact with you, right? If, because it doesn't have to be a face to face. Like, you can do Zooms, you can talk to people on the phone if they don't have a Zoom capability. Like, you're very flexible, because we've never even done Zooms for my sessions. We've always done it on the phone. So I don't want people who may not know how to use Zoom, you know, elderly people or other people who don't know how to use it, to think that they couldn't access you, because they can find you if they need help.
Oh, yeah. I can figure out a way to do a reading no matter what. I've done on all levels. I've done everything from parties to I worked in a coffee shop one time. I was there for like a day from, actually it was from like 10 in the morning to like 12 midnight. I did complete straight through. That was taxing. I don't remember how I got home. Mm-hmm. All I know is I woke up the next day, I'm like, wow, that was a lot. Mm-hmm. But I will always find a way. And I'm of the person that I never go out and see clients, because to me, that's rude. And if someone is not ready, they're not going to be open to it. You have to be open to it in order for them to come to me. So I wait till they're open for them to come to me. And I'm cool with that, because then I know they're ready.
Well, I think that's really the answer to your work, is that when you're ready, they will come to you, and vice versa, right? I was ready when I came to you, because I had a lot of things going on. I moved from North Carolina. I had been married for the first time and divorced in North Carolina. So I moved from North Carolina over to California and was like just trying to process everything and like my journey of, you know, being on the West Coast now. I had never been on the West Coast to live. I was by myself. I had been divorced. You know, I lived a little while in North Carolina, single, whatever. I just had a lot of things that I was trying to process through, I guess, in my lifetime at that point. So for me, that was really integral for me to talk to you then, right? And ever since then, you know, this long journey of getting married and having a kid and all this stuff, and then all my companies and everything that's happened, it's like, thank God for Brenda, because no, seriously, it was almost like therapy, because I obviously saw a therapist too, in 19 and then 20 and then 21, but it was stuff I needed to do. And when this information comes to you before you, you have a choice. You either listen or you don't.
Yeah.
And you can't complain about the advice that Brenda gave you, because if you chose to do something different and you changed your trajectory, that's on you. That has nothing to do with her. You decided to do that. And I know that there were times when I would talk to you and there were things you had told me, and obviously you don't remember all these conversations, but I, you know, because we just aren't just talked about that. But I remember these things because there were times when I would change things, even though I knew that maybe I shouldn't have tried that. I did it anyway. But and I would tell you, I did this, and maybe this wasn't a good idea, but this is why I did it. And I learned a lesson from it, and I'm done with it now. I don't have to do that again. you know?
Yeah. And it's, I know there's like this whole stigma of when you go see a reader or a medium or whatever, that we constantly talk to dead people. It's like, no, we're much more than that. Yes, yeah. I can talk to dead people. Do I do it on a regular? No. Mine is getting that spiritual information to help you better your life, to help you move forward on your spiritual journey in this form. And there is this wonderful thing called free will. And I've actually had people complain to me saying, well, you told me this. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you chose this. And that's okay. And I've actually had people get mad at me for it. I'm like, well, that's on you, not me. I'm sorry. And
yeah.
And that's nothing I can do at this point. I mean, I've had people get so mad at me during a reading because I was telling them a truth that they got up and left. Mm-hmm. And I actually, they're on several times, I offered, here's your money back. We didn't finish the session. And they're like, no, you keep it. Mm. I'm like, oh, whatever. But I mean, they were so angry with the truth that I told them that mm-hmm. they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, this hasn't been an easy breezy cover girl journey here that I've had when I had my readings with you. I've had some really tough readings where I had to make major changes. And they were things I needed to hear.
That's the whole thing is walking this spiritual journey is never easy.
Nope.
And I always say this, when you've barked upon this spiritual journey in this body, in this time, it is difficult because you have to look at yourself in the mirror and be willing to see all of your blessings and all of your faults and all the things you have to learn. You have to be willing to give yourself that hard look. And then once you do that, you can move forward in learning your lessons and what you need to do.
Collateral beauty.
Yes, it is. I remember that one.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know how better to explain it to people who don't get this, right?
Yeah.
Because I always try to make sure that on these podcasts, regardless of who's on, technicality things or whatever we're talking about, I try to make it relatable to people. So that's why I said collateral beauty, because if you think about that collateral beauty, what it truly means, even though at times it's painful, it's very painful, there is beauty that comes out of it. And that's really, that's really should be your tagline, because because seriously, if you think about it, like over the years, I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I cried on these damn calls with you because they were things that I needed to hear. I knew it, and I knew that I needed to hear it, and that's why I came to you. As terrible as the times were at times, and there was perfect times where their things were happening, it was great and wonderful, and it was exciting. But even in the down times, it helped me stay focused.
Yeah. And the thing is like that's part of what I do. It's keeping you on your journey. It's keeping you in the truth that you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Exactly.
And that's what a lot of people don't understand about what I do. They think it's wind chimes and woo-woo and all of this incense and all of this stuff. And I'm supposed to talk like, well, the universe is open with the shot. I don't do that. I try to talk in a way to where people can understand. And I have seen so many other readers, very, very good readers, who will talk over their clients or over who they're speaking to, like so far over their head that the people are like, I don't understand this. I try to put it in a way to where everybody can understand. Now, sometimes that involves colorful metaphors. But if that's the only way I can enforce that message so it can help you, then so be it. Basically my whole purpose in this body and in this life is to help others. That I knew that early on, that's what I'm here for. And I love doing that. Being a reader, being a spiritual teacher, all of that, I absolutely love because I love seeing the transformation from, I would say, the raw clay of the person who is in trouble, needs help, to the beautiful, bright, happy, glistening person that they become. Seeing that, and you have been a role model for that transformation, in all honesty. I mean, it's just beautiful to see your growth and see your expansion and see how much you've learned. It's just to me so amazing and
Thank
so
you.
wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel very blessed, to I know it was not easy, a lot of this stuff, but I, even on bad days, down days, I had one this week. Yeah, Monday I was very depressed because Sunday was Easter, and that was the first holiday that I didn't have any of my internal familial unit alive. Everybody's in an urn. And I have my son, of course, but it's not the same. It's very different, right? That behavior, that relationship is very different than my relationship I had with my intercore family members, my mom, my brother, and my dad. And so I was a little depressed on Monday. Like I was kind of in the dumps, and I allowed myself to feel that, which before I wouldn't. I would
push myself and make myself do things I didn't want to do just because I felt guilty that I needed to do this and I shouldn't have these feelings. And what is wrong with you? You know, these were all the old things I used to say to myself. And I was very patient with myself. And I had a discussion with one of my closest friends, my best friend, telling her how I was feeling, which before I would never do that. I would never call a friend up and be like, okay, I'm feeling depressed because of these thoughts I'm having. And I went into the core of my thoughts and shared myself fully with my friend because I needed to get this out because I knew that it had to come out so that I could feel better and just refocus what I was thinking, you know, to a different path. And, you know, the next day I woke up Tuesday and I felt better because I had done all that stuff on Monday. So this isn't like, it's a continuous journey.
It is. And in all honesty, it's a continuous journey for myself as well. I mean, we never stop learning. You know, even the most successful reader that you have out there, the ones on TV, they are still consistently learning and growing. Mm-hmm. It's a never ending process. I actually had a client come up and tell me, he says, when am I done with my spiritual contract? And I said, you're never done with your spiritual contract because there's always stuff that's being added in.
Yep.
And she was just kind of like, oh, really? I'm like, yes. I said, even I work through my spiritual contract constantly, mm-hmm. constantly learning. And I've totally stumbled on my feet a lot. And that's just normal. It's just who we are.
That's right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on today, even though I was late, still preserving time for me. Thank you so much. This was an important podcast, you know, to have, especially because we're in springtime and spring, in my opinion, is new beginnings. So why not better than to have you on today to talk about potential new beginnings for other people, because it's out there. It's there. You can get it. You just have to open yourself up to it.
Most definitely.
So thank you so much for being on my show today. I almost said our show.
Sorry.
but thank you. Thank you so much for being on today. I greatly appreciate it. And remember, like we always say, we are the same. I am Christina D'Arcangelo. Thank you for joining us today.